How many is glad to be in the house of God tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Stand to your feet just a minute. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise on your chin. You'll remain standing for just a minute. I'll read God's Word to you. A couple of verses of God's Word to you, okay?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God here tonight.
Amen.
I want to say this tonight. Hallelujah. I am one blessed man.
Praise the Lord.
I bless all of you that's in this house tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. I said again, I did not take notes, but I did write down a couple of scriptures that I might not have to turn over to, and the Lord lead that away. But I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 if you have your Bibles tonight. And I hope all of you got your Bibles, and I hope they're all King James.
Yes, amen.
Woo!
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Say
amen. Amen.
Chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Father God, we come to you tonight, and we come seeking your face, seeking your wisdom, your will, your ways. We come knowing tonight, Lord, we're nothing without you. But through you, we can do all things. And I pray tonight, God, that you will open up every heart, every life to receive the word tonight, God, as you give it to us. I pray tonight, God, that I will hide myself away from the people, and they'll only see Christ in me. Hide me behind the cross, Father, because it's not about me. It's not about what I speak, but what thus saith the Word of God. God, it's all about your wisdom, your knowledge, your power. And I pray tonight, God, that you'll open up our wisdom and our knowledge and understanding. God, that we can see who we are and what we are in Christ, and the power of God be manifest in this place tonight. And everyone agrees, says amen.
Amen.
You can be seated if you can. Tonight, I want to say something tonight to you. How many, glory to God, want your faith and your power to be in the Lord Jesus Christ and not in man?
Amen.
Glory to God. Right. God has gave every one of us, every individual of us, the Spirit of God. Amen.
Yeah.
And if we're led by the Spirit, we become the children of God. Amen.
Amen.
And glory to God, I'm here tonight to tell you that I am serving a risen Savior.
Amen.
Amen. My God's not dead.
Right.
Hallelujah. My God's not a God that can't hear me when I pray. Amen. Buddha, Muhammad, all of them, I've never heard one of them answer a prayer yet. Amen.
Amen.
But
right.
I know that God is still a God that answers prayer.
Come
Amen. How many know Him as God tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, you boys have hit all over it all week. 2 Chronicles 7:14. America needs a spiritual renewing.
Amen.
I said that last night. America needs a spiritual renewing. And glory to God, if you get over 2 Chronicles 7:14, hallelujah. But in the 2 Chronicles chapter 6, Solomon prayed. Amen.
Right.
America needs a prayer meeting.
Yeah.
America
the church needs a prayer meeting. Amen. We need to come together and pray. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and then I will heal their land. We're the land that needs to be healed.
Amen.
God's people, amen. Glory to God. There's so many people today. We're supposed to be the light of the world.
Amen.
A city that's put on a hill that cannot be hid.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. But we've been out in the rain too long. We've lost our saltness. Amen.
Amen.
We've lost our flavor. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We ought to get up and walk like Christian, talk like Christian, live like Christian.
Yes. Good preaching.
Hallelujah. How does Christians live? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, temperance, patience. Hallelujah. Blessing one another. Amen. Glory to God. We can't even bless one another. We're chewing one another out and spitting them up. I'm talking about them, chewing them out, spitting them out by the dozen.
Come on.
Amen. Yes. We can't even get along in church. Hallelujah. How if we can't get along here on earth, how is it going to get along in that city called heaven?
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm telling you what, my God's alive tonight.
Amen.
My God saved me from that garbage. Amen.
Amen.
He saved me from that religious spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. Hallelujah. I love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes love. How many makes love?
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. People sitting, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. And can't get along with your mates.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You didn't get saved.
Amen.
You didn't get born again.
Come on.
Out there, preachers jealous of one another.
Yeah.
Brother, if you'd have got to preach this whole week, I would have stood here right by your side. I'd have preached right beside you. I'd have stood behind you. Amen. No, this brother, his spirit bears witness with my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when we've got God inside of us, we've got a light inside of us.
Amen.
We've got joy. We got peace. We got happiness. We got contentment. The world don't have that. I don't have oppression. I don't have depression. Hallelujah. I don't have bad days. What? I don't have bad days. The devil has a bad day. When he gets through with me, he tries to give me a bad day. Hallelujah. But the devil's under my feet. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost is holding down. Glory to God. Somebody shout victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's my wife. I may get sick. I have sickness like everybody else does. Because I help everybody with herbs and stuff like that don't mean that I'm exempt from pain. But I don't have bad days.
Woo!
I'd say I'm too blessed to be stressed, highly favored, too anointed to be disappointed. Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Don, you know me a long time after. Me and Brother Don, he's the man that helped me with some deliverance lately.
Woo!
We saw the power of God move, didn't we? We seen three souls I saved the other night on Friday night and drove 300 something miles to get us to pray for them to grow down.
Woo!
Glory to God. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. I'm not glorying in this. I'm glorying in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm not gloating in this. I'm gloating in Jesus Christ that He conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say He's alive.
He's alive.
Hallelujah. If you know He's alive, why don't you act like you're dead?
Amen.
Why don't you act like you're alive? Somebody told me the other day, I heard a preacher say this a while back. Said that a woman passed out in church. They called an EMT and they adopted the 50th person before they found the one passed out.
Woo!
A lot of churches are drier than cracker juice.
Amen.
Amen. You didn't get that, did you? I said, a lot of churches are drier than cracker juice.
That's true.
Amen! Hallelujah! I like to shout!
I like to praise the Lord. How many know your God's alive? Hallelujah. Do you know him in the power and the resurrection?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
How many are like Paul was? Hallelujah. I know him in his resurrection. And hallelujah. And I know the world is crucified unto me, and I'm crucified unto the world. How many knows that?
Amen.
How many is crucified unto the world?
Lord.
How many know the world's crucified unto you?
Yeah.
How many of you are born again, washed in the blood? Hallelujah. You'll have a love inside of you. Glory to God. The devil can't stop you. The devil can't get around you. Oh, the devil's just been on my back all week. Why don't you take that saddle off?
Woo!
Is that all right, preacher?
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've got a God that's bigger than the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Well, people thought the devil was coming all boo at him.
The devil got after me.
Yeah. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke
you. Amen. Amen.
Hello. Anybody ever read the book of Smith Wigglesworth? Ooh, you ought to read it sometime. Hallelujah. He was a great minister at one time. And he was over in England preaching, and he'd walk down the street, and they'd sue his theater courts and tell her, "Oh, man of God, don't come near me." One night, he said, I believe what he said. He said, one night he was in the motel over there in England. And said, all of a sudden, something got a hold of his bed, shook it all over the room, and tried to trouble him where he couldn't sleep. And as his bed moved out in the middle of the room, he said, "Wow, that's just you, devil. Get out of here." And his bed was moved in the middle of the room. He said, hold it. "No, come back here. Put my bed back where it belongs. And put his bed back over there." He said, "Now get out of here."
That's good.
Hello. Amen. How many of you young have been around him with that old clown? Woo! Glory to God. I've been around him. Hallelujah. I've went through stuff. Hallelujah. But greater is he that's in the
world.
Amen.
There's a verse scripture y'all need to mark in your Bible. Luke 10:19. It says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread over scorpions and serpents and all enemy, and nothing of any man shall hurt you." Hallelujah. That means you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not rejoicing that the demons have, I've got power over the demons. I'm rejoicing rather my name's written down in glory.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I know where my name's written down.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, the devil will beat you down so bad you can't, you'll just be whipped up all the time. You've been around me, Father. They'll have me close down. Hallelujah. Well, a while that didn't come. Amen. Glory to God. Pam, Joyce, you all been around me. I preach this wherever I go, don't I? Amen. I'm glad, brother, that you've got the church here. It's got a spirit of freedom in it.
Yeah,
a spirit that you can preach the gospel in it. Because I know you live the gospel, you preach the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many's tired of seeing God's people beat down?
Amen.
How many's tired of seeing God's people beat down? It's time a God's people stands up.
Amen.
Brother, I like what you said. We can shout in the church.
Yes.
Can we take it outside the walls?
Amen.
Can we shout outside the
wall? Yes.
I got called to him to the office today. Hallelujah. I had to go. I didn't have to go, but I went in and done some folks today. One woman come in, she says, she walked off the street. "Can you do me today?" She said, "I don't know why, but something just spoke to me to get done today." And man, when I got checking her out, glory to God, she had a spiritual problem. She needs spiritual help. Hallelujah. She went out there victoriously today over this old demon spirit of oppression, depression. She went out there praising God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, "Let everything have bread. Praise ye the Lord."
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
"I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth." How many's going to bless the Lord at all times?
Amen. You can't have oppression and depression unless the Lord saved you.
Amen.
I had a guy going to whip me one time, brother. I was saying, life that way. He said, how can I hit a person like that? I mean that. Woo!
I said, I got joy. I got peace.
Amen. Glory to God. The devil don't want you to have no joy. Amen. The devil wants to steal your joy. The devil. She got hurt a bit. Her bubbling over. Woo! Glory to God. The devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. What did Jesus come to do? I come that you might have life and you might have the world. See, on down in this scripture, I have not seen, ear not heard, neither has entered in the heart of man the good thing God had prepared for them to love.
Amen.
How many loves God tonight?
Amen.
God has revealed these things to us by the Spirit.
Right.
Yea, the Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. How many know the things that God's got in store for you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know what God's got in store for me. How about me in the Spirit? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Woo! Glory to God. How many likes that table? I want you to get with me now. How many likes that table he prepares in the presence of our enemies?
Amen.
Woo!
Yes, Christ, this is a table up here tonight. And there's a big table spread there. And I need a little joy. I'm going to go over here and get me a bowl of joy. I need a little happiness. I'm going to get me a little happiness. I need a little peace. I'm going to get me a little peace. Hallelujah. I'm going to get me a little rest. Hallelujah. I'm going to get a big peace tonight. And I'm going to joy in the Lord in the presence of my enemy.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. A revival is to revive you.
It is, yeah.
A revival is our only survival. It's our only survival. A revival is our only survival. I told you that last night. You must come to God and come to the realization that we have more to go to heaven for than we had yesterday.
Amen.
I've got more to go to heaven for. How many read my book? Did you see in there where the second trip to heaven? Second trip to the new earth? I got to talk to my daddy.
Woo! My daddy was about a 30-year-old.
Oh, man, he died at 90-something years old, bowed over, blind. He lost his eyesight from a farming accident just a few years before he died. And he was all bowed over and bent over. But when I saw him up there, glory to God, he looked like a millionaire. Oh, glory, he looked better than me. I don't want a millionaire. He looked like something that is out of this world, amen. I'm telling you, the place I'm going is out of this world. Hallelujah. And he's going with me.
Amen.
Glory to God. Joy in the Lord. Have peace in the Lord. Happiness in the Lord. Glory to God. I'm not coming in here to beat you down. I'm coming here to lift you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the brother said it. I don't care how bad the world gets. I hate this homosexuality, this gay and lesbian stuff with a passion. But I know a God that can save us from that.
Amen.
How many know that God can save us from that stuff?
Amen.
Amen. How many knows that our God's going to win in the end?
Amen.
I've read the last chapter.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The devil, the false prophets, Antichrist, where are they going to be cast? They're going to be cast in the lake of fire. Where are we going to go? We're going to be called up yonder. Hallelujah. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of people be singing, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Woo! Did you see that? No, I'll be there.
Amen.
Listen, I'm not looking for a hole in the ground. I'm looking for a home in the sky.
Amen.
I'm looking for a home in the sky.
Amen.
Man, you get a hold of the God that I'm holding up, and the devil can't get you. See, I'm talking about preaching you
and not in the power of man, but in the spirit and demonstration of the power of God.
Yes.
When you're resurrected with Christ, you've got something you can live by. You've got something you can rejoice by.
Hallelujah.
I used to have a woman who used to come to my church. Boy, every time she'd get up to testify, she'd glorify the devil. One day I was sitting there going on, I said, wow! If they'd be a while, get wound up. Hey! Let me tell you something. Honey, don't glorify the devil no more. Glorify God.
Amen.
Brother Darwin was up telling people, and I stirred things that last night. I think I left it off. I told them, I said, I want you to feel the real power of God before y'all leave here. And they were standing there. I said, in the name of Jesus, receive it. Woo! Woo! They were not in the spirit. They said, woo! We felt something. I never felt nothing like that to say. Honey, do you remember when John the Revelator was out there on the Isle of Patmos? He'd been boiled and all cast out there on the Isle of Patmos. I've just been beat down. I've been done so bad. You just don't know, preacher, what I've gone through. Go through what John went through, and he's out on the Isle of Patmos, Isle of Exile, and glory to God, he's in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Amen.
Woo! How he likes to get in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Hallelujah! Yes! And when the Lord spoke to him and he heard the voice behind him, he turned, he becomes a dead man. Honey, there's something about the Spirit of God.
Amen.
He'll free you. He'll liberate you from all bondage, all heartaches, all sorrow, all pain. I'm telling you, I have troubles like you have troubles. I have pain like you have pain. But I've got to speak to my problem. You know what I do? I speak life and not death.
Amen, brother.
I speak life. I shall not die but live and declare the word of the Lord. Woo! I speak it. I learned to speak that a long time ago when I was facing death. The jaws of death thought to have me. Hallelujah. And I started speaking, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Woo! Glory to God. I'm not broke. I got money. My meal barrel will never run out. Woo! My meal will never run out.
Amen.
I once was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed laid rest. I'd say that like the Psalm of David did. I once was young, and now I'm old. Glory to God. But you've got to speak over these things. You've got to speak over this. We were so broke, me and my wife was. We'd been down 7 years. Honey, we didn't even have enough gas to get me to Eastern Kentucky. God woke me up on a Saturday morning to go to Eastern Kentucky. Anybody know where Harlan County, Kentucky is? Supposed to be the meanest place in the world, Houston. That's where my wife got a marriage certificate and got married to John Bill. We almost 54 years ago this Friday.
Praise the Lord.
Woo! Well, I told off on myself, honey. Hallelujah! But I'm going to tell you something. Please listen to this. This is something that will build your faith. And I got up. I said, honey, there's a church. I never saw it. Never been to it, but God showed me. I've got to go to this church, and I've got to preach there tonight in Harlan County, Kentucky. I said, honey, we got enough gas to get there. We probably got enough money to get across the Daniel Boone toll road. Has anybody ever been across Daniel Boone up there? Got up there and crossed the Daniel Boone. When I got across, I think I had about 15 cents left in my pocket. All I had. Didn't have enough to buy a soda pop. And I had a sister who lived in Hazard, Kentucky. I drove to her house.
She said, Hart, you should have called me and told me you'd come and said, I'll fix you a big. She's one of the best cooks you ever saw. She's my second mom. I used to go live with her in the summertime up in them hills and visit up there, you know. She could cook. She taught me how to cook. She's about 90. What, how old is she now? She's 89 years old. You'd think she's about 16 the way she dressed. Puts that makeup on and dressed. Woo! I mean, she's loved God all her life. I'm telling you something. Can I please tell you this? So I drove to her house. She said, Howard, what did you call me? I said, Bill, I wasn't supposed to call anybody. She said, they're having a big singing over in Harlan County, Kentucky. I said, do you feel like going over to Harlan? I said, yeah, we got to go to Harlan. We went over there at that church. And she said, they're having a big singing here tonight for the church. I said, that's good. And I walked in the back door, about 200 people sitting in this church. And I walked in, and the pastor was sitting up in one of the deacon churches. Benches up there. That man looked like he saw a ghost. He never took his eyes off me, come straight back to me. He said, brother, he said, we're having a singing here tonight. But said, God said, you've got a message for this church. I said, you got that right. I've got a message for your church. He got up and he told the singer, said, singer, we're going to have a singing, but I want you to sing about 6-7 songs on this man to preach. I got up and preached. 27 souls come to the Lord and I saved them. 27 souls. 27 souls got saved. And he took up that. And this was in a church of God. You know, they go for the rules. You know, you don't have to go for the, all the overseers and all that. He said, I'm not even asking the deacons, not asking nobody. He said, this offering we took up tonight, they took up the offering for their building fund. He said, I'm giving it to this man. He said, God said he needs different opinion. And woo! I put that down in my pocket here, and people started walking by that night, putting money. This one old man put some money on his head. He had Bill overalls on, looked so poor, you know. I thought, this man giving me money. He put that money, I put it down in my front pocket. We got out in the car, and I reached down to get that crumpled money out, and I said, Bill, I said, honey, my car's empty on gas. I said, the gas station here, said, one just over the hill. We had coast over the hill. Got down there, and I got that piece of money out. I said, Bill, I said, hey, that old man gave me $100 bill crumpled up. That old man, that Bill Robert. She said, honey, that old man owns about everything that's killed him. Woo! Glory to God. Well, I'm tall cotton. And we bought us a soda pop and filled up the gas. Go back to my sister. I'm telling you the true story. Got to my sister's house. She said, I don't guess you'll feel like going back to church in the morning. I said, no. And I was still sick back then. I probably get my house. So we're sitting there about 2:00 in the afternoon. And one of her kin folks went to that church. That pastor said, he sent him back to that house with packed and a standing room on. Said, where'd that little preacher go? Said, I wanted him to preach again for us this morning. Said, go see if you find him half in your mind. And that little fellow come rushing into my sister's house. Said, Howard, said, they expect you this morning. I said, oh, poor Peter. And he says, who got a hold of you? I said, God did. I said, I got two messages. I had two messages. I preached one last night. I'm preaching one tonight. I went back and preached that night. Guess how many souls got saved on Sunday night? 27. 54 people got saved out of about a 200 crowd people. They baptized 54 people next week. Hallelujah. I got home. Hallelujah. Didn't open that envelope till I got home. And brother, we sit down and count up our mortgage payment, our electric bill and everything. And back then, it was like $1,700. You're talking about 30 some years ago. Hallelujah. Glory to God. $1,700 back then was like, what, 10, 15, 20,000 now? The way the price thing is.
God, it was exactly what we need to pay all of our bills to catch us up. My God will supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, then everything will be added to us.
Amen.
Don't send that $1,000 here, $2,000 there, and expect that's going to get you. Get God in your life.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, my God is more than enough. I've never had a battle too hard for God.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord will fight every battle you have. The Lord will supply every need you have. If you go around, have you ever been around somebody just so depressed, no press, you just hated to see them coming? I'm serious. I used to be around these people. I hate to ask them how they were. All the bell fucking on. Hello! But God got me out of that and He said, speak life unto these people. God just showed me recently to start speaking life over my children, my grandchildren. I want you all to start doing that too.
Amen.
I mean, I'm speaking life and not death. My God said if I would live for Him, He would say my children and my children's children.
Amen.
And that's the Word of God.
Amen.
You see, I'm not preaching something that man's made up. I'm preaching you the Word of God.
Amen.
This is not man's wisdom.
Amen.
It's God's wisdom.
Right.
Amen.
God's Word. God's Word is truth. But I glory in the cross. I glory in the resurrection of Christ. I don't glory in anything but Christ. In the first chapter, He tells you about glory. Feed a man glory, let him glory in the cross of Christ. Because it's all about Him. It's not about
Him. Amen.
A lot of people want to go around and make a big name for Himself. Honey, my name's already pinned down in one of the greatest places.
Amen.
My name's not going to be in a hall of shame in the hall of fame. You got that, didn't you? Well, we've got your name in the hall of shame. Not a hall of fame! Jesus got a new temple. You know Jesus who got our name engraved in His hand? How can He forget us? He got our name engraved in His hand.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. That don't make you shout your shoulders roll. That don't let you bar your wood wet. Woo.
Glory to God.
That's the truth. Woo.
You know what the devil told me all week? You better not jump around this week.
Yeah,
I had this surgery. Boy, that stuff was still so sore in there sometimes.
Ow! Woo! Hoo! Hoo! I can still shout.
Amen.
Glory!
Amen.
I still got shouting.
Amen.
Jesus ever takes me, and I'm preaching. Don't say cancer got him, heart attack got him. Say Jesus just called him home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm not going home until God gets ready.
Amen.
We've got a God that's greater than your God. But David had no idea God was going to take me the way He's taken me in this revival. But I'm obedient to God. I'm obeying the gospel. When you go to this, if you're to a song, I'm not going to keep you online. I want you to know something. Let me read the 10th, 9th, and 10th verse. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them love. Do you love God tonight?
Yes.
Do you love Him not? But God has revealed them unto us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Amen.
How many know that those things are freely given to us of God?
Amen.
If you're in the Spirit of God, if you're in the spirit realm of God, you've got those things.